Cryptographic failures is the second most important category of vulnerabilities listed in the OWASP Top 10 for 2021. In this blog post, we'll cover techniques to encrypt and hash data in APEX when that data needs to be transmitted to or from an external system. We'll share code examples and we'll explain when to choose each technique. OWASP number 2, cryptographic failures. OWASP, Open Web Application Security Project, is a nonprofit foundation that works to improve software security. Recently, OWASP published its top 10 list for 2021. One of the categories that has moved up on the list is cryptographic failures, which is now in the second position, AO2. This means that today this problem is even more critical and frequent than it was in 2017, when the category was named sensitive data exposure. OWASP list in 2017 versus 2021, where some categories have been reorganized. This category covers failures related to cryptography, including the lack of cryptographic mechanisms, which often leads to exposure of sensitive data. This is especially important for integrations, where data is transmitted from one system to another. Luckily, the Salesforce platform and APEX have cryptographic utilities and algorithms in place to ensure that data is securely transmitted without compromise. What data needs to be encrypted? The first question to answer here is, what kind of data should be encrypted, and how? Passwords, credit card numbers, health records, personal information, and business secrets are some examples of sensitive data. We should encrypt such data, not only for our own security, but also, in some cases, to comply with regulations like the GDPR or the PCI data security standard. It is recommended to encrypt data at rest, on disk, and when it's being transmitted through the network, in transit, even if we are using secure protocols like HTTPS. In this blog post, we'll focus on encrypting and hashing data in transit. If you want to know more about encryption at rest, take a look at our Shield platform encryption feature. Information security key concepts. Different algorithms are available to encrypt data in transit, and each can enforce one or more of the following characteristics of the communication process. Confidentiality, secrecy, ensures that a message is transmitted in a format, normally encrypted, so that unauthorized users are not able to disclose what the message contains. Integrity, ensures that the message has not been altered during the transmission, not tampered with. Confidentiality and integrity are independent. For instance, a message can be transmitted in clear text, not being secret, while still preserving its integrity. Authenticity ensures that the message was sent by the sender who claims it. Algorithms that ensure authenticity often imply integrity as well. Non-repudiation is a stronger concept than authenticity. It adds legal proof that ensures that the sender sent the message. The APEX crypto class contains pre-built functions to help you implement secure encryption algorithms. Let's take a look at some of them. ICE encryption. The crypto.encrypt method allows you to encrypt data before it is sent to a receiver using the ICE algorithm. This ensures confidentiality. The ICE algorithm is a block cipher, operates with blocks of a fixed size, algorithm that takes plain text in blocks of 128 bits and converts them to cipher text. The mode of operation for ICE in APEX is CBC mode. The ciphertext follows the PKCS7 padding syntax. Equivalently, the crypto.decrypt method allows you to decrypt data that's been received in ciphertext. You can choose between ICE 128, ICE 192, and ICE 256 for the algorithm. Crypto classes often offer multiple algorithm versions, and when possible, you should choose the highest bit option common to Salesforce and the third-party system. Another factor to consider is compute time. The more complex the algorithm, the more time it will take to encrypt and decrypt. ICE uses a symmetric key of 128, 192, or 256 bits, the latter being the most secure option. The chosen key length does not need to match the chosen algorithm version. There's a crypto.generateSkey method that you can use to generate the key. A symmetric key is a shared secret that both the sender and receiver have to encrypt and decrypt the message. Contrast this with asymmetric keys, where the sender encrypts using the receiver's public key, and the receiver decrypts using his/her own private key. There's one particular situation, digital signatures, where the sender uses their private key to encrypt, see the section on this below. Symmetric keys need to be shared in a secure way. The recommendation is to share them offline or send them encrypted, typically using PKI. Also, remember that keys should be stored in a safe way in Salesforce. In managed packages, use a protected custom metadata record or a protected custom setting for that purpose. The ICE algorithm also needs an initialization vector, 4. The size of the fourth is based on the algorithm mode. For CVC, it's 128 bits. This is a random number used to ensure that the same value encrypted multiple times doesn't always result in the same encrypted value. The following diagram shows where the fourth is used in CVC mode. Note how the output would be the same for a given input and key if there was no 4. CVC mode encryption. CVC mode decryption. To decrypt, you not only need the symmetric key, but also the fourth. You can generate a custom 4 for encrypting the data, and send it together with the ciphertext for decryption on the receiver. Bear in mind that the fourth needs to be different on each operation. Using ICE encryption with custom 4. In most cases, it's easier to use the crypto.encrypt with manageEDF method that generates a random initialization vector for you, and transmits it in the first 128 bits, 16 bytes, of the encrypted blob. In that case, you decrypt the data with crypto.decrypt with manageEDF. We strongly recommend that you follow this approach. Using ICE encryption with managed 4. Here you have some sample APEX code that shows how to use these methods. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note that in all the examples, we've encoded blobs, variables that hold binary data, in Base64, binary to text encoding, so that you can see a string when testing them, but data can be transmitted in blob format. Although we've written both pieces of code in APEX, the most common use case will be to send the data to an external system or vice versa. Typically, other programming languages have similar libraries to implement the exact same behavior. For example, take a look at this C# or these JavaScript solutions. Note that when encrypting with crypto.encrypt with manageEDF, the external system will have to obtain the fourth from the first 128 bits, 16 bytes, of the received ciphertext for decryption. Hash digest. The crypto.generateDigest method generates a one-way hash digest using MD5, SHA-1, SHA-256, or SHA-512, the latter being the most secure one. The hash digest process applies an algorithm to the input, resulting in a final string of a fixed length. Hash functions are one-way by design. It is infeasible to reverse a cryptographic hash. While you cannot reverse a hash, the algorithms are designed to be compatible, allowing you to hash the same information on multiple systems. Each system, using the same algorithm, generates an identical hash. Then, the receiver will be sure that the message has not been tampered with, the integrity of the message has been preserved. Notice that generating and checking a hash digest doesn't ensure confidentiality. If you need the message to be confidential, you'll have to additionally use an encryption algorithm. Also, a hash by itself doesn't ensure authenticity. We'll cover HMAC and digital signatures, which do provide it, later in the post. Using a hash digest. Here you have some APEX code that shows how to use these methods for an emitter and for a receiver of a message. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note that our equal constant time is a method that compares two blobs in constant time in order to avoid timing attack effects. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. HMAC. The crypto.generateMAC method, see reference, generates a hash-based message authentication code, HMAC. With HMAC, a secret key, symmetric, is used to derive two keys that are used in the hashing process. This way, not only is integrity assured, but also authenticity, as we can ensure that the MAC for the message was generated using the secret key. The supported HMAC algorithms are MIC5, MIC SHA-1, MIC SHA-256, and MIC SHA-512, the latter being the most secure. The only restriction for the key is that it is less than 4 kilobytes. It's recommended to use different keys for the encryption of the message and for the HMAC. Using an HMAC. Here you have some APEX code to generate a HMAC in the sender and check for its validity on the receiver. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Digital signature. Although symmetric keys should be shared in a safe way, as they are shared, there's always a possibility that somebody else may have used them in order to pretend to be the sender. That's why we use digital signatures to ensure non-repudiation. Digital signatures use an asymmetric key in which the private part of the key is never shared. So, when a message is digitally signed, it's considered legally proven that the sender sent the message. With the crypto.sign method, you can compute a unique signature for the message using the specified signing algorithm and the supplied private key, in this case, the sender's portion of an asymmetrical key. The valid algorithms are RSA, RSA-SHA-1, RSA-SHA-256, RSA-SHA-384, RSA-SHA-512, IXA-SHA-256, IXA-SHA-384, and IXA-SHA-512. There are several factors to take into account when comparing RSA and SHA algorithms, so evaluate them in depth before choosing. In this case, integrity, authenticity, and non-repudiation of the message are enforced. Using a digital signature. The asymmetric key must be in RSA's PKCS number 8 syntax. Check how to generate a key pair with OpenSSL. Here you have some code examples to better understand how to use the methods. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Alternatively, you can sign a message using crypto.sign with certificate, which takes the name of a X509 certificate that contains a private key, and then calls crypto.sign internally. Use crypto.signsmil to sign an XML document. Signing a document digitally is the most robust approach, but bear in mind that the greater the complexity, the longer will take the algorithm to execute. The execution time will be an important factor to take into account in the algorithm selection. Combining encryption and signature algorithms. Combining encryption and signature algorithms will provide any combination of confidentiality, integrity, and non-repudiation features that you need. For instance, take a look at this example in which we combine encryption with a digital signature algorithm. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Summary. In this blog post, we've covered different encryption and signature techniques that you can use to avoid cryptographic failures when transmitting data. Each of the techniques ensures certain aspects of the communication process that you can find summarized in this table. Information security key concepts versus encryption and hashing techniques. Also, consider the algorithm complexity versus the time it takes to execute when choosing the right algorithm for your use case. We've added all the code examples highlighted in this blog post to Apex Recipes. Also, learn more about encryption in the Trailhead module, use encryption in custom applications. About the author. Alba Rivas works as a principal developer advocate at Salesforce. She focuses on Lightning Web Components and Lightning Adoption Strategy. You can follow her on Twitter at AlbaSFTC.